What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, June 25th, 2018, almost to the end of the month, coming up on that 4th of July holiday. And I'm really looking forward to the fireworks display the Navy will put on down there at Pearl Harbor because of RIMPAC, which gets going this week as well. Anyway, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Now, a couple of reminders. This Wednesday in our third hour, Don Wiskin from Extendivite will be our guest to talk about his very wonderful product, which both Claire and I are using. Thursday, we're going to have Kenneth Amaduri on talking about AI and its implications. And just to give you a little bit of heads up, Friday's show is going to be a replay because Claire and I have got something that we're doing over the weekend, and we're not going to be available to take the microphone on Friday. So a little time away, a little staycation. We need the rest here. But I'm sure you'll understand here. Anyway, getting on to the war zones, a lot of stuff going on. The government troops are making rapid gains in southern Syria, and apparently militants in 11 settlements surrendered to the Syrian Arab Army and declared their readiness to fight ISIS and Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, formerly the Jabhat al-Nusra. And this is according to the Russian Defense Ministry. So these jihadis are willing to basically come on over and turn against their former associates. And more about that a little bit later in the talking points here. Interestingly enough, for all the talk about the U.S. warning Syria not to go into the southwest, the U.S. has now reversed its position and said that they do not intend to intervene militarily in southwestern Syria. At least that's what they're saying. I think what it means is there will be no overt intervention, but the covert supplying of the rebels will probably continue. And the rebel groups are kind of small. Assad has won his war. It's basically what's going on here. And this is going to be seen as a military defeat for the United States, which is why the United States is desperate to find some justification for going back on in there. Because when you're fighting multiple wars as part of a grand scheme of conquering the globe, your first defeat basically ends it. What support for the wars the U.S. government has among the American people is going to simply evaporate. That's why the U.S. is hanging on in Afghanistan. That's why they're still in Syria. They don't feel that they can be seen to have a defeat, and yet they're not doing well in either of these countries. Actually, they're not doing well in most of the countries they've gone into. They're just mired in these swamps, if you will. Can't make progress, can't get out. These are against nations that really do not have strong militaries to defend themselves, which tells us that for all the vast sums of money that have been spent on the American war machine, we're not ready. We're not capable of going up against a true military peer like Russia or China. Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is out there saying that the U.S. is trying to fan up this whole chemical weapons thing as a pretext for another intervention. And he's reminding everybody that the Syrian government surrendered its stockpile of chemical weapons in 2014 to a joint mission led by the United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which oversaw the destruction of the weaponry. And this was a deal that was brokered by Vladimir Putin, who is out there proving he's a global statesman. Now, interestingly enough, there are clashes being reported between two of the U.S.-backed militant groups in northeastern Syria. The Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces exchanged fire with Raqqa Liwa al-Thawar Arab Militant Group. Both of these groups are supported by Washington, D.C. So now they're starting to fight amongst themselves. They've lost a unified command and structure, and everybody's just basically warring amongst themselves. I don't even know what they're fighting over, probably trying to grab what assets they can and skedaddle for the border. Meanwhile, the Kurds are apparently getting involved in northern Syria as well. They still want to carve out a piece of Syria for their nation, and the Turkish army and the allied militants are fighting back. And apparently the Kurdish militias' forces are quite strong. It's a heavy offensive in the Afrin region. And the sources said Ankara forces have started closing off the streets in the town of Janderis in northeastern Aleppo. So still a lot of fighting over there. Now, speaking of Turkey, they just had their elections. Erdogan won. And everybody is screaming it was a rigged election because they don't like Erdogan. And police actually found a car just full of forged ballot papers. They arrested three people whose car was loaded with these sacks just overflowing with phony ballots. And this is adding fuel to the speculation that Erdogan stole the election. We're going to take a break to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Down on the Israeli border, pro-Assad troops have taken over an abandoned United Nations observation post in the no man's land between the Israeli and Syrian areas of the Golan Heights. And Israel, of course, is saying you have to get out of there, and they're already talking about possible military action. But according to surveillance, there's infrastructure work going on at the site. In other words, they're fixing it up. They intend to be there for a while. Apparently, Israel fired a Patriot missile at a drone, which they claim was spying on them from Syria. The Patriot missile missed, and the Syrian drone turned around and returned unscathed. Now, Ben Rhodes did an interview on TV and was being asked about who's supporting the jihadists in Syria. And he was asked point blank, is any of this coming from the United States? And he hemmed and hawed and rambled about, you know, second guessing Syria policy. But at the end, he basically admitted that, yes, the Obama administration armed jihadists in Syria. This is from Ben Rhodes. Now, we've already known that. There was paperwork that surfaced on that. That consulate in Benghazi was the hub of a smuggling operation that was smuggling weapons from Libya following the overthrow of Gaddafi and sending them to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. At the same time, we were all being told that ISIS and al-Qaeda were the enemy, which I think makes everybody involved in that smuggling ring, like former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, technically guilty of treason, giving aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war, because there's a war on terror. And ISIS and al-Qaeda are supposedly the enemy. Britain has issued a travel warning to their nationals regarding the United Arab Emirates out of concern that as the battle in Yemen around Hodeidah heats up, that Yemen might start firing missiles at Abu Dhabi and Dubai. And the battle in Hodeidah is still going on. It's still very, very intense. And the Houthis are at the moment seem to be hanging on. Apparently, the Saudis got chased out of that one airport they took control of. And I can understand why the Saudis, while they have a military advantage, they don't have a morale advantage. Those Saudis are there invading somebody else's country. They're there mostly for the paycheck, whereas the Houthis are fighting for their country. They're fighting for things they can see with their eyes right there. And that always tends to make very dedicated troops. Plus, after 3 years now, these are battle-hardened troops. Meanwhile, Riyadh apparently is paying huge bribes to foreign firms to shut down all Yemeni media. This is coming out of Ansarallah. And Mohammed Abdul Salam, the movement spokesman, made the remarks in a statement carried by Yemen's Arabic language Al-Masira satellite television network on Sunday, saying in only one instance, Riyadh had given as much as $30 million to a foreign satellite company to block a Yemeni news channel for just 30 days. So the Saudis are understanding the optics on what they're doing in Yemen are not good. They're not seen as heroes. The people of Yemen just want to run their own country. That's what democracy is supposed to be about, right? That's all they want. I mean, they call the Houthis the rebels, but they're not rebels. They're the government of Yemen. They're the people's government that kicked out the internationally approved puppet rulers that were installed by the United States a few years ago. And I reject this idea of an internationally approved government for any country. The government of any country is up to the people of that country and does not require the approval of the international community, meaning the United States. Down in Gaza, the Ministry of Health is reporting that a total of 131 Palestinians have been killed and over 14,000 wounded during the Great March of Return. And again, Israel has really stepped in at this time. People cannot pretend this didn't exist. And we're even starting to see members of the U.S. Congress come on out and be critical of what Israel is doing. And that's unheard of with AIPAC's iron grip on our government. To see anybody in Congress come on out and say, I think Israel crossed the line here. They shouldn't be using these butterfly bullets. They shouldn't be using snipers from fortified positions against unarmed demonstrators. Now, according to Middle East Monitor, the Israeli army is working on a plan to what they call dissect and occupy parts of the Gaza Strip. They want to break it up the way they've broken up the West Bank. Correspondent Rory Ben Yishai, citing unnamed Israeli military officials, said that the army is already considering alternatives to the Hamas government should the latter not cooperate in efforts to establish an economic security arrangement agreeable to the Israelis. Well, it doesn't matter what Hamas comes up with. Israel never agrees, is the reality. These people are being starved. They're being imprisoned. But they're going to put the blame on Hamas. We wanted to make a deal with them. They wouldn't make a deal. So now we're going to go on in. And I think it was only about 4 weeks ago, one of the members of the Knesset was saying, let's just get it over with. Let's just send in the army and take back Gaza. And yes, the world will criticize us, but it'll pass. Which it isn't really. If you look at the reaction to the Bloody Monday massacre, it's not fading away. People are still talking about it. They're still writing about it. I do think it's a turning point. And supporting that is this article that came out of Middle East Monitor showing that support for the Palestinians is gathering speed here in the United States. People are coming on out and saying, yes, it's gone on too far. Too much has happened. Too much has been done. And we're not going to look the other way anymore. Now, that might get them in a little bit of trouble because according to this other article that we got from The Intercept, apparently the FBI, which has nothing better to do, now that it's no longer spying on Trump, I think, is starting to question pro-Palestinian activists just about the fact that they support Palestine. Now, it's not a crime to support Palestine. In fact, it's an expression of your First Amendment right to freedom of speech. But apparently these pro-Israel groups are gathering lists of people who post pro-Palestinian articles on Facebook or Twitter and they're giving them to the FBI, and the FBI is starting to talk to these activists. It's an intimidation campaign because these activists have not committed any crimes, none at all. Meanwhile, down in South Africa, things are going from bad to worse. Since Nelson Mandela and the African National Congress took over South Africa, more than 70,000 white people have been murdered, and untold numbers have been robbed, raped, and tortured. And it, again, it's something the corporate media chooses not to cover. In fact, they're fawning over the fact that South Africa is under black rule. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. But right now in South Africa, the murder rate for the white farmers is 20 times the international average. It's completely out of control. And somebody sent me some photos of the victims. And they're not just being killed. They're literally being chopped up. They're being killed with machetes and axes. Now, getting back to the issue of election fraud, this year's elections in Mexico are basically the bloodiest in their history. Lots of candidates have just been assassinated leading up to the elections here, and an entire police force of 28 officers has been arrested for the murder of a mayoral candidate in western Mexico in the town of Ocampo. The entire police force were cuffed, disarmed, and interrogated by internal affairs officials. Now, getting to our domestic political scene. Do you remember back when Hillary's email server was first making the news and the State Department came on out and said, they didn't know until it was too late that Hillary Clinton was using a personal email server. Well, it's turned out she never had a State Department email address at all. The State Department never set one up for her. This is from the department's former top watchdog. So they had to know she was using a private server because she didn't have an account inside the protected secure system at the State Department. This was all planned in advance to allow Hillary Clinton to skirt the rules governing federal records management. That's exactly what it was. And again, if she was breaking the rules to have private email, then she was doing something she didn't want a record kept of. And this gets back to my suspicion that Hillary was replaying the 1996 Chinagate scandal. She was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her private email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison to deliver the product and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. And there's something about that email server where that's the most protected point in all these cover-ups that we're seeing and all the stonewalling that we're getting from the Department of Justice and the FBI. That email server and what Hillary was doing with it seems to be where all the cover-ups overlap. It's the most protected point. And that's why we have to keep attention focused on it. Now, Representative Nunez is out there saying that U.S. assets were likely used to spy on the Trump campaign. And he says the more that we see stonewalling by the Department of Justice and the FBI, there's something being hidden. And it's highly likely that both the Department of Justice and the FBI sent informants to spy on the Trump campaign prior to the initiation of the fake Russian collusion investigation in an attempt to later frame the Trump administration if a victory were to occur using a series of planned setups, none of which worked. And here's where it gets interesting. This plan appears to have started when operatives used a proxy, in quotes, Russian server to ping an email server inside the Trump Tower, which is what triggered this whole thing. So it wasn't even a real contact with Russia. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over at Judicial Watch, President Tom Fitton has issued a statement regarding the Department of Justice Inspector General's report. And basically saying that Jeff Sessions was justified in firing Andrew McCabe. And we know that Trump was justified in firing Comey. And it all comes down to the repeated lying that we were seeing coming from these people. Now, when regular people lie to the FBI, they get hit with a felony charge. And Judicial Watch basically uncovered documents months ago that should have triggered McCabe's removal. And Americans should expect a full investigation of the numerous anti-Trump and other outrageous FBI abuses under Obama and McCabe's mentor, James Comey. Well, more than expect, we should demand. We have had 18 months of the entire investigative justice machinery of the U.S. government trying to find something on Donald Trump while ignoring the email server, which has never been properly investigated. We know that now. Okay, it's the Uranium One. All these things are out there. The pay for play should be reopened. The IG report makes it clear that was never properly investigated. In fact, there wasn't anything about what Hillary Clinton was doing as Secretary of State or during the 2016 campaign that has had a proper investigation. That is the takeaway from the IG report. Now, Devin Nunes yesterday called on the Justice Department and the FBI to provide the House Intelligence Committee with outstanding information that they've been stonewalling about by today. End of day today, they've got to turn it over. And Nunes, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel, blasted the Department of Justice and the FBI in a letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on Sunday for unilaterally restricting access to some subpoenaed documents to the Gang of Eight, which is the term used to describe a bipartisan group of congressional leaders often briefed on intelligence matters. And one of the things that Nunes is demanding is to reveal when the spying on Trump actually began. They don't have a date. Now, according to former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, hope I pronounced that correctly, he's saying they don't really have a start date because there was no actual formal official start of an investigation. They started with zero evidence at all. They were spying on Trump illegally. They tried to gin up that Russia collusion as the reason for it all. They went to court, the FISA court, with that bogus Christopher Steele dossier. This thing was just crooked from top to bottom. This is really bigger than Watergate. Now, one of the FBI agents who was outed recently was Sally Moyer, she texted blank Trump. And it turns out she's a registered Democrat, which we could assume. But apparently her job on the Clinton probe, she was on what was called the filter team. And this team determined whether information obtained by the FBI is considered privileged or if it can be used in the investigation. So she was literally in a position to be able to divert damning information. But there's no bias at the FBI here, right? Nothing to see. There has never been a proper investigation. It was political and rigged right from day one. And the American people need to demand that something be done about this, that there be proper investigations. Turn it over to Judicial Watch. You know, Trump should hand them some additional enforcement powers if need be. It's for sure the current FBI and Department of Justice will not go along with the new investigation, or they'll just cover it up all over again. Give them a chance to polish the lies and propaganda. But that's the reality. With all this effort focused on Trump for the last year and a half, and before that, apparently, they're ignoring very obvious evidence of crimes that were taking place, pay to play. The email server, the Clinton Foundation itself, Uranium One. All of that needs to be looked at. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. And when we come on back, more about what's going on with Robert Mueller and how he may actually be in a little bit of a corner. Good place for him. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over at Robert Mueller's special counsel office, he's in a little bit of a jam because this whole Russia collusion thing just fell apart, and that was supposed to be his job. And starting a few months ago, when it was obvious they weren't finding anything that could be exploited by the Democrats to get Trump, he started casting far afield. And that's not what special counsels are supposed to do. Special counsels are normally appointed to investigate a single crime. But supposedly Rod Rosenstein gave him a memo that said, well, you can just go wherever you want. Just find something. And apparently that memo is one of the documents that is still being withheld. So Mueller was going after some of Trump's associates for crimes completely unconnected with the campaign, procedural stuff, stuff that shouldn't require a special counsel. And then in order to make a splash and just in a desperate effort to make it look like they'd started to find something about Trump-Russia collusion, Mueller indicted these Russian nationals said they were running a troll farm that posted pro-Trump messages. That's it. That's the collusion right there, by golly. And then he sat back to let the media feed on that, secure in his belief that the Russians weren't going to show up and have their day in court. And that's where he miscalculated, because now the Russians' lawyers are there saying, yes, we're ready to go to trial. And at first, Mueller tried to block discovery, which you never do that. That didn't work. And apparently now he is hiring more prosecutors. He's enlarging his staff, trying to find something on these Russian nationals. But I think the perception of most people is that he never found anything. And he's desperately just out there scratching away, trying to find anything that justifies all the months and all the millions of dollars that have been spent on this. Now, here's a little tidbit that surfaced about the Inspector General's report. Apparently, there was a second appendix that was in the book. And according to this article that came on out of the Gateway Pundit, that entire appendix was redacted from the report under pressure from supposedly Department of Justice. And it was labeled law enforcement sensitive. And it's now being reported that the appendix contains damaging information on the Obama administration's former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And it was just totally redacted and left out of the report. And when the IG report came on out, I said, it's a limited hangout. They're going to admit to some things to make it look like they're doing a proper investigation, but the real deep, dark secrets are going to be hidden. That's what a limited hangout is. Here, we did these small things bad. We're sorry, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. You, the American people, can now return to your lives satisfied that justice has been served and we have properly investigated. All right, turning to the economic news, it was a rough day on the stock markets. At one point, the Dow was down over 400, and I think it ended 300 down. Let me take a quick little look here and see where it went. 328 at the close. So it was a bad day. And Friday looks to have been an anomaly. Of course, we know that the plunge protection team always tries to give the money junkies a happy ending for Friday so that they can have fun over the weekend. But it's all being blamed on Trump's trade wars. I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. We know that there are other strains on our equities markets right now, but China's going to get the blame for it, or Trump's going to get the blame for it. And U.S. futures have taken a slump, meaning they're not expecting the stock market to start coming up anytime soon. In fact, if we have another week like the one that we just had, we might actually see some investors start to panic and pull out of the market. China, of course, is now starting to forcibly devalue their yuan as a way of getting back at the United States. It's being described as weaponizing the yuan. But there's nothing new about that. The U.S. has been weaponizing our currency against other countries for decades here. Russia today is reporting that this currency war could possibly end the dominance of the U.S. dollar. And obviously, as the currency wars drive the value of currencies down, at some point, precious metals are going to break free. They're still being manipulated. There's absolutely no question about that. It doesn't make sense that when the value of the currency and the value of the stock market are going down, that precious metals are not going up. But as long as they've gone to the trouble of driving the prices down, now is a good time to buy in. And I think everybody ought to have at least a little supply of silver and gold. And if you want an easy way to get into it, you can go online and look for what is called junk silver coins. And these are the pre-1964 U.S. coins that actually have silver in them. but they have no numismatic value whatsoever. Never buy the numismatic value. That changes with a fashion. What's collectible today? Old news down the road. You buy for the melt value. You buy as close to the melt value as you can. And the advantage is you've got silver and as well as nickel and pure copper. And in the event of a major economic upheaval, it's a recognized unit of currency. Everybody knows what a quarter is. So that will be the basis for trade when the U.S. dollar is considered unusable. Now, India is working on devising a way to bypass U.S. sanctions in order to pay for Iran oil. And they're looking at two different approaches. One is going to be a barter type arrangement, which at one point the U.S. actually approved, where Iran would send India oil and India would send back some other kind of product in kind, agricultural produce, who knows what. So there was no currency involved in the transaction. And that way there's no currency to be interrupted or sanctioned or tariffed. The other option is to route the payment through a third country like Turkey. But everybody's sick and tired of all these U.S. sanctions. It's isolating us from the rest of the world here. And the reality is our economy is in serious trouble. We are in the greatest debt bubble in history, and the debt keeps getting bigger. And there's absolutely no way to pay it off because that's the way private central banks are designed. You can never get out of debt to the banks, and that debt is what the bankers use to control you, your nation, your government. Down in Argentina, their peso is collapsing. That may signal greater instability in the global economy here. All right, so let's talk about the immigration issue. This is still being fanned way, way up. It's being pounded on by the Democrats. They're using it, at least in part, to keep Americans from looking at that IG report and from looking at Uranium One and the email server and the pay for play. You know, forget about all the skullduggery in Washington, D.C. Look down on that southern border, those poor little children there. Now, Time magazine found itself in hot water for the cover that had Donald Trump looking down at this crying girl, which was presented as a girl who'd been separated from her mother. And then it turned on out, no, it hadn't happened. The girl was crying while immigration people were searching her mother, but she was never separated. And Time magazine issued a correction. Then today they came back on out and said, well, we were justified in using the image because she's become the face of the separated children, even though she wasn't separated. So Time magazine is trying to polish its image a little bit. The big issue right now is that Trump is saying that illegal immigrants should be deported with no judges or court cases. And of course, everybody's screaming due process, due process, due process. Well, I agree with Trump on this one. If they're in this country illegally, what is a judge or a court case going to change about that? The judge is not going to say, yes, you can stay. To do that, you have to apply for asylum. That's a completely different area. And of course, the Democrats are screaming about this. The lawyers who would have made money in these court cases are screaming about it. And they're out there saying that this violates the U.S. Constitution's due process provision. And they're saying it applies to non-citizens. Really? Well, let's take a look at that, because Trump is describing these illegal immigrants as invaders. We're seeing the same thing in Europe with the refugees there. It's not immigration. It's an invasion because there's no control over it. Well, if they're invaders, why are they protected by the United States Constitution? It's just a way to try and keep the illegal immigrants in the country as long as possible. Now, the problem with this whole judge and court issue, it's called catch and release. They'll catch the illegal immigrants at the border, and they'll give them a court date. But in most cases, the illegals never show up for the court case because they know what the judge is going to say, deportation. So they just go on into the community to find some place where they can kind of just sit there. Trump is right on this one. If you catch them at the border and they don't have the paperwork to be in this country, you turn them around. It's the same thing you'd get at passport control. If you're coming into this country and you don't have a valid passport, they're not going to let you through that customs gate. They're going to turn you right around and put you on a plane back home. They don't let you into the country and say, well, we're going to have a court case somewhere down the road, and if you manage to find your passport, you can show up with it then. It doesn't work that way. The exact same rules for crossing our borders at the airports and the ship lines should be the same rules we have at that border fence. Now, Maxine Waters was out there encouraging Democrats to form a mob and physically push back against White House employees. We're seeing a lot of violence by liberals against Department of Homeland Security people, against White House staff. And so she's out there just screaming at people, you know, to get physical against the White House employees. Now, that is called incitement. And Maxine Waters could go to prison for 5 years for inciting a riot. She needs to be very, very careful. Now, over on The View, co-host Meghan McCain understandably criticized Maxine Waters for urging attacks, physical confrontations with Trump officials. And Megan said, it's absolutely insane and extremely dangerous. My father works in law, works in the administration. Does this mean when we go out to dinner, we should be ambushed? And it is happening. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi was chased out of a movie theater. She was there to watch Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is a documentary about TV host Mr. Rogers. And apparently several members of Organized Florida claimed they staged an impromptu protest when they just happened to see her at the theater. Now, this is like the third time a Republican woman or member of the administration has been confronted by protesters in recent days. And by the way, they always target women because they don't want to get punched by a guy. Story coming out of the Washington Times, is violence next? Democrats encourage aggressive public confrontations against Trump aides. And apparently down in Virginia, there was a restaurant owner refused to serve White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And they said, we're asking you to leave. And Sarah went on Twitter and said, her actions say far more about her than about me. Which is true. Here's my question. Where are all the leftists who screamed that a Christian baker had to make a cake for a gay couple? Nowhere to be seen. It's okay to refuse to do business with Republicans. That's within their right. It's their business, their place of business. But after all the haranguing we have been getting about how us law-abiding gun owners are the dangerous ones in society, the liberals are just, you know, out there with this outrageous behavior, hounding the Secretary of Homeland Security out of the restaurant, then demonstrating on her lawn with chants and blaring audio of crying children, denying the White House press secretary and her family dinner at another restaurant. We just talked about that one. Trying to get Hall of Fame basketball player Kevin McHale fired from his job as an NBA announcer because he attended a speech by the President of the United States. Liberals falsely accused an ICE agent who's a double amputee as a result of an IED explosion in Afghanistan of being a neo-Nazi. They misinterpreted a tattoo on his arm. It was actually his unit's insignia. And this is only a partial list. The liberals are the ones who are becoming dangerous out there. Representative Steve King posted a warning that the U.S. is heading toward a second civil war. And he's basically comparing the present-day actions of the anti-Trump resistance to the run-up to the Civil War. Going to have another Harper's Ferry. And after that comes Fort Sumter. And after that comes a great deal of unhappiness. I don't know about that. I mean, after all, us dangerous conservatives, we have all the guns. All right, we're going to take another break for a commercials here. And we'll be right back with more about immigration.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the immigration issue. And you probably recall recently when I said this idea of separating children from adults makes perfect sense. If you get arrested for a crime, whether it's crossing the border illegally or robbing the local convenience store, you're going to go to jail. And they will not let you take your children with you. And apparently a lot of people came to the same conclusion here, that, yeah, it makes absolute sense. And so out in California, Dianne Feinstein is proposing a bill to say that adults who commit a crime near the border get off scot-free. And legal experts are looking at it and saying it's so loosely written that it literally is saying that any adult who commits any crime near the border that has children with them, essentially it becomes a non-crime. And this is according to attorney Gabriel Maller from the Federal. And he's saying that Feinstein's bill would provide that an agent or an officer of a designated agency shall be prohibited from removing a child from his or her parent or legal guardian at or near the port of entry or within 100 miles of the border of the United States, suggesting that any crimes committed in those areas by people with children, they're going to get off. More looniness from the left. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Dianne Feinstein. Mike, Dianne Not-So-Feinstein. That's the term, you know.
Yep.
You know, these people, Mike, just all of Washington, D.C., and the liberals and even, like, the right-wing Republicans, whatever you want to call them, they have accelerated the decline of this country. Do you realize that?
Oh, yes.
We're a laughingstock of the world. Everybody's looking at us, how destabilizing we're becoming. Like violence, they're talking about violence against people across the aisle. I mean, lunacy, that's not the word. I mean, this is brown shirt tactics. They're calling for what the Nazis or the communists would do, you know? Like, they've become them, you know? I mean, it's insane, like kicking out somebody out of a restaurant. Like, what's that have to do with going in for something to eat? You know?
Or watching a movie or anything else. And it's a campaign of intimidation. And you've got people like Maxine Waters out there inciting this kind of behavior.
Which leads to Black Lives Matter, Antifa. They all follow you around. And they, you know, to get you to submit to what they like. They don't want
yes.
to know what you like, you know? Like, I mean, this is so, Mike, I mean, we're living in, like, you know, George Orwell was like a prophecy expert, you know? I mean, you're looking at surveillance state, we're at war with Eurasia, basically, you know? It's like, it's just so crazy what's going on. Like,
All right, well, listen, Dustin, we got to take a break for station identification. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.